Hey friends, before we jump into today's episode, I can't wait to tell you what's coming. This summer, I'm opening up just a few spots for a brand new coaching experience with me called the Intentional Summer. This is honestly one of the most favorite things that I've created. This is for the woman who has been spinning her wheels, carrying something heavy, or craving a fresh Christ-centered reset. Over just these 6 sessions together, so this is a condensed coaching experience, we'll walk together, just you and me, through healing, clarity, and growth. So whether that means processing pain, going after a God-given goal, or remembering who you are in Him, this is your space. If you've been listening to my podcast maybe for a couple episodes or maybe even months at this point, and you feel that quiet tug saying, I think I'm ready for deeper work. I think this might be my season. I want you to know this is your summer. You don't have to keep walking alone. I would love to offer you the opportunity to work with me in a condensed, shorter experience. So if your heart is beating a little faster hearing this, DM me the word summer over on Instagram and I'll send you all the details. No pressure. I'll just give you the information you need to make the choice that's best for you. All right, let's get into today's episode. You're going to love this one. Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hey friends, welcome back to the journaling room. I'm your host, Kendall, and today, y'all, we're gonna get real. In what I hope is a holy and healing way. Is anyone else talking about mom rage? Do you know this moment, or am I the only one? The chaos is building, your patience is gone, you're overstimulated and overtouched, and the next tiny thing that pushes you over the edge just causes you to snap. You yell, you slam a drawer, you go cry in the closet, and immediately the shame floods in. What is wrong with me? Why can't I just keep it together? If you've ever been there like me, then we're not alone, right? And more importantly, we're not bad moms. Today, let's talk about what our rage might really be telling us. And we're going to talk about some tools of emotional ownership and nervous system awareness. And we're going to walk through a safe space journaling practice to move through emotion without guilt. And all of this, I hope, will gently anchor our hearts back to truth. So everyone just take a deep breath and let's begin. Here's what I want to start with. What if rage is not the problem? What if rage is just the signal? If we're going to approach our emotions with curiosity and not condemnation, instead of asking, why am I like this? What is wrong with me? We could learn to ask, what is this trying to show me? Mom rage is often a secondary emotion. Underneath it, there's usually overwhelm from multitasking or a lack of support. Underneath, there might be fear that you're messing it all up. Underneath, there might be sadness that no one sees how hard you're trying. And underneath, it might be shame that you feel this way at all. And what happens when we don't give these primary emotions space to be felt and heard? They stack up, they fester, and they eventually explode. This is what my coach, Dr. Edie, talks about with this concept of emotional stewardship. If we resist an emotion, it persists. But when we feel it fully, it moves through us. So instead of bottling it up, what if we use journaling as a tool to name it, own it, and then release it? I want to back up though for a second and just talk about the science behind this. When we feel rage, our nervous system is dysregulated. You're in fight or flight. Your body is reacting as if there is a literal threat. Here's what that feels like: a tight chest, clenched jaw, a fast heartbeat, racing thoughts, blurred or tunneled vision, a feeling like you're going to explode. Your rational brain during these moments is offline, so what you say and do in these next few moments doesn't reflect your heart, it reflects your stress state. And journaling is one way to discharge that nervous energy. It's actually a somatic practice, meaning it helps your body return to calm by giving your mind a safe place to process and something to actually feel and do. You can actually feel the pen in your hand. You can see the paper in front of you. Think of it this way: journaling lets you pause the movie, zoom out, and respond intentionally instead of reacting automatically. So let's walk through a journaling exercise that's been powerful for me and for many of my clients. You'll want two pages here. One, page one is going to be for release, and page two is going to be for reframe. So on page one, the release, this is what I'm afraid to say out loud. And then I want you to let it rip. Say all the things that your mind is holding back. I always say this, right? Don't filter it. This isn't supposed to be polished or Christianized. It's just supposed to be honest. Write about what made you mad. Write what you wanted to say, but you didn't. Write the unedited version of how it felt in your body. Why? Because when you don't vent it onto the page, it's going to leak out somewhere and often onto the people that we love. Dr. Edie says in her certification handbook that emotion that isn't processed privately will be projected publicly. All right, let's go on to page two. Now we're going to let our journal be the safe place for the pressure to, we've released it, and now we're going to reframe it. So at the top of this page, write, "Of course I felt that way, because." And this is where we invite grace to enter the room. Write about the buildup that led to that moment. Write about what you were needing. Was it rest or support or more margin? Write about untrue thoughts that may have been fueling your emotions. Maybe the thought was, "I'm the only one who ever does anything around here," or "they don't respect me," or "if I don't stay in control, everything falls apart." Bring these thoughts to the page and then hold them up to truth. We can challenge the thoughts that don't serve us. Is this thought true? Is it loving? Is it aligned with who I want to be? And then taking it even a step further, asking yourself, what thought would help you feel more peaceful next time? What support might you need? I love this one. What's true about me even when I mess up? Here's what I want to remember, and what I want you to remember too. Rage doesn't define us. It's something we experienced, but it's not something we are. Romans 8:1, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." That includes the version of you who lost it last night. That includes the version of you who raised her voice, who slammed the cabinet door, who cried in the bathroom. Jesus doesn't say to us, "Come to me when you're composed." He says, "Come to me when you're weary and when you're burdened." You can bring the stormy version of you to the page and to Jesus. And friend, this is the real work, not pretending that we're just calm all the time, but becoming a woman who can process big emotions with wisdom, grace, and truth. She has tools that she can use, and she knows how to tend to herself. So I want to end with a few journaling prompts, like I always do, that might help you the next time you feel that fire of emotion rising in your belly. Ask yourself, what's underneath your rage? What emotions do you actually need to feel and acknowledge? What support, structure, or boundary would help you avoid building to that point again? And then what does grace say about you today, even when you didn't get it all right? Friend, you are not too much. You are not alone. And your journal is there to hold whatever your heart needs to pour out. I'm rooting for you. I'm cheering for you. I'm in this with you. And I hope that you take the time to go to your journal. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.